RadioSaintPete.com.
Charlie Jewell, RadioSaintPete.com film critic, reviews Ratchet & Clank, now playing in area theaters.
Beware the film based on a video game. Remember Super Mario Brothers and to a lesser extent Street Fighter and Doom? I was in the correct age demographic in the early 90s for Mario, and even I recognized how awful it was. Ratchet & Clank, brought to you by PlayStation Studios, is based on a 2002 video game whose franchise continues to this day. In fact, none of you will be surprised that there is a new Ratchet & Clank video game in stores right now for the PlayStation 4. There are worse examples of video game movie crossovers, but this blatant attempt to gin up game sales with a movie would be tiresome even if the script wasn't mind-numbing and the characters weren't grating. I've never played a Ratchet & Clank game before, but you can tell from the credit list which characters are from the game and which are new. Any celebrity you identify, including Paul Giamatti, Rosario Dawson, John Goodman, and Sylvester Stallone, voice new characters dreamed up to bring life and a new narrative to the Ratchet universe. All the voiceover artists you do not recognize are playing characters brought over from the game franchise. There appear to be more than a few Ratchet & Clank games out there, but the movie is an origin story, showing us how the two became a duo, and what sort of adventures they are likely to tackle. The studio has their fingers crossed for at least a trilogy, and leaves no doubt they are ready to continue should the box office confirm enough interest in the first one. Super Mario Bros. Is infamous for setting itself up for a sequel that never happened, because of how wretched the first one was. Ratchet & Clank is not as dreadful as Super Mario Bros., but this reviewer's fingers are crossed the box office does not cross some particular goalpost signifying a sequel green light. First of all, I learned the Ratchet & Clank universe is more interested in weaponry and firearm kinetic effects than character and story. There are extended scenes where laser weapon after disfiguring laser weapon are detailed in their ferocity and whether or not they are short-range, long-range, automatic, single, or multi-fire weapons. Tedium is inevitable after the film takes time to inventory what must be recognizable to the video game fans. Perhaps the most interesting firearm is the Sheepinator. I'll let you guess what that device does to humans. There are no connections to real creatures here. Ratchet is all about alien beings, some robotic, some horned, and all those in between. Ratchet, voiced by James Arnold Taylor, is a Lombax living on a backwater desert planet as a repairman. A Lombax looks part cat, fox, and perhaps dingo. Similar to his cinematic cousin Luke Skywalker, Ratchet is an orphan who has big dreams to one day leave the small town and become a hero. Fate crash lands nearby in the form of Clank, voiced by David Kaye, a defect from a robot army the evil Drek, voiced by Paul Giamatti, is commissioning to defeat the Galactic Rangers, a small team of heroes commissioned to defend the galaxy from supervillains. Director Kevin Monroe made a smart decision to stay with the original voice actors from the video games. First, don't fix what isn't broke, and Ratchet, Clank, and the rest of the game all sound well enough. And second, don't piss off the original fan base who will comprise most of the film's attendees in week one. Monroe says he played the game all those years ago, and, cutting his teeth in the video game industry himself, was a natural to helm the project. He assures the audience, we don't need to know anything about the source material to have a good time. But I suspect knowing a bit about how weapons-focused the script would be wouldn't hurt. Ratchet & Clank is a family film with a sci-fi spin, about a rural kid looking to the stars for adventure. This is nothing new. We have seen orphans in backwater locales itching for greater things, probably since cavemen started telling stories about a kid from a faraway cave who wanted to become chief caveman. This setup worked in Star Wars and even worked in The Last Starfighter, another movie that did not live to see a sequel. I have a feeling the Ratchet universe is far larger than what we see here because there are multiple planets and solar systems squeezed into these mere 90 minutes. I have no doubt, given the chance, Mr. Monroe would love to fill in Ratchet's background and lineage, but really, I'd rather see someone attempt a Legend of Zelda movie instead. That is why I give Ratchet & Clank 1 out of 4 stars.
Ratchet & Clank is rated PG, now playing at Cobb Tyrone Luxury 10 at Tyrone Square Mall, Largo Mall 8, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Movico Sundial 19, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas. RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell, JUHL.com.